Number one sports betting show. Come on, Pat McAfee, Corbin, Thunderdome. I am Toe Diggs.
And I'm baby Tony.
That's Bo Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder, right?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Remember the 1st of November.
Hell yeah.
What is that for?
It's not correct, I don't think.
Remember the 1st of November.
I don't think it is that.
I like that, 5th though.
Of November, it I is. Believe. But it, I like today it. Is the 1st.
I like
today is the 1st.
It was great to have Maction back last night.
Yeah.
Felt right.
Was there a change machine going off back there? Is that what hurt? Or?
Yeah, that was my phone.
It's a YouTube ad.
Okay. The YouTube Monopoly ad.
I didn't
hear it. Oh, I did. Okay. I knew I heard some change.
I didn't hear it. All I heard was the fuck.
Yeah. Maction happened last night, and it was so Maction.
Fire up chips. Fire up the chips.
Yeah, I was fucked.
They had a little fucking mouse at the palace incident post game.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I was. You take a road team in Maction, and it's snowing on the home field.
No,
you do not have a chance.
Good luck, my friend.
Toledo's doing a dunk tank on the sideline.
That girl's dead.
Yes, she is.
Fortunately,
the announcer
passed away today.
Yeah,
the announcers murdered that too.
I can imagine.
Hilarious. I was cracking up.
So we got a Toledo win and cover, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna right side
and
the Buffaloes.
And I used a bad one.
I'm not gonna right side what? The Buffaloes.
Feels like you're about to.
It was right there.
Yeah.
It was right there.
Like you were about to.
And then Central Michigan handles business at home against NIU. Bruce, your hair has a beautiful coif today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bruce does have a nice head of hair. He just never gets a cut and lets it eat like he should.
He went back to New York. Correct. He got himself a nice New York cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It was about an hour. Much too long. Much longer than I anticipated.
Hey, that happens a lot when you're getting your hair cut.
Yep.
What else last night? Obviously, Rangers, you know, now got the D-backs right where they won.
Evaldi, closeout game. Come on.
That'll be tonight. We have more Maction tonight. Two games of Maction tonight. We have the EMBA, the association.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NBA was weird last night, but there's only like three games, so fuck it.
Yeah,
the
Suns money line.
Yeah.
Nice. Was last leg of my parlay. That was sweet to wake up to this morning. I went to bed when they were up 15 going into the
Wait, park. You went to bed?
Yeah, I passed out.
You did?
I was tired.
Okay.
Wemby.
Yeah, Gump went to sleep before 2 a.m.
Yeah, and that's what happened. I lost the parlay. I fucking woke up fucking 4 a.m. I was like, cheers, dude.
Seems like I'm going to be falling asleep to Wemby a lot this season.
He's a fun watch.
NBA is fun. That's why I'm trying not to get mad because...
Yeah, you got to let it go, man.
I got to let it go.
Sit out.
Let it go, sitting out, but it could be so good because it's so entertaining.
Yeah. I'll tell you who doesn't sit out, and it is awesome until they get injured. The New York Knicks do not sit out. Ever.
But you got Frank.
Well, they don't have anyone who.
You got Frank.
Oh, come on.
The only guy I'd sit out on the Knicks would be Frankenstein. And
dude.
That guy's a dog.
Jalen Brunson is easily better than Donovan Mitchell.
You don't want to meet Frankenstein in the paint.
Easily better.
Spider?
The real ones, no. The
easily?
Casuals, the casuals don't get it.
Easily,
the,
Bruce?
The real
is
ones,
this
no.
Is this like Knicks group chat talk making its way to the airways?
No. I don't have a Knicks group chat. I'm the only diehard Knicks fan that I've really ever encountered.
Really?
Except for on Twitter.
In New York City?
Twitter, there's the hive. Yeah, I mean,
hashtag Knicks tape.
A lot of my buddies in their khaki slacks are big Rangers fans, but not a ton of my friends are diehard Knicks fans.
Wow,
I forgot one, of course, Dirty Mike.
Oh, that makes sense.
Dirty Mike.
Are all your Fordham friends like...
your Fordham friends?
Fordham friends.
That was hard to say, actually.
Fordham friends are huge Knicks fans.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We don't talk to them anymore.
It's good stuff. It's good Knicks day.
We call Zeebo if we need him. Shout out London. They watch London and Zeebo.
Yo, shout out London. Shout out Zeebo. Shout out Parma.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Parma.
Shout out Dirty Mike and the boys.
Shout out Dirty Mike and the boys.
Definitely shout out.
Let's get into it, huh?
Let's get into
Drop
it.
The puck,
what do we usually start with?
Well, tonight we're starting
baseball. Could be the last time of the year. Last time this year.
It so could
we have to start with baseball.
It could be the last game of the year.
Thank God.
I would have given Nate another day here.
I'm going to force a pick.
Oh.
Because it could be the last game of the year. And this is the first time that I will make this pick. 182 game season. That doesn't sound right.
62.
Or 62. I don't know why I said 180.
I mean, if you went to game seven, you'd probably get close to 182.
Yeah, we might actually be in that range. Personally, though, 162 game season, playoffs, multiple rounds. I haven't made this pick one time. But tonight, you know, it feels like it has to happen, Gopi.
Over?
The over.
Wow.
Ooh, Tony.
I'm going to go over the 8.5 for tonight's game. Evaldi stunk last game.
What?
Gallon is stunk.
What?
Give me the over.
I see Rangers first five plus half minus 160. I'll take that. And I'll take Rangers first five money line. I'll take Rangers full game money line.
Whoa, any way you can get them?
Yeah, I think you were in for a Valdi masterclass here to close this thing out.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I do not really have a play. I'm very torn.
I had to force one.
Yeah, I'm very torn between.
Because I knew I'd get yelled at if I didn't have one for
tonight. The road Rangers.
By who?
You and you.
I don't give a shit.
The road Rangers being unbeatable.
No official pick, but the over.
And then I want the D-backs to win a couple, make it a series, but I don't really see it with Nasty Nate on the bump.
Close it out, Nate.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah. Honestly, what I would love to do tonight is watch a World Series game.
Goodbye, baseball.
Goodbye, baseball.
Bye-bye, baseball. I would like to watch a World Series game, watch the World Series close out, and then we get to tune in to watch the Lakers probably lose against the Clippers. So let's go. I'm taking Rangers money line minus 108. And then also, Tony, just because you're on the over, I think I'm also going to be on the over.
Hey, baby, Mitt.
I don't think I've ever.
I'm not officially on it.
No, you are now, Mitt said. Mitt told you. Okay.
You said that you were on it. You said you had to.
He said you're fucking on it.
0.1 yuns on the over.
Yeah. All right, $10.
You know, you guys want to know why I don't bet totals?
I can't wait to hear why.
In college, there was like an under 7.5, like DeGrom versus like, you know, some other ace.
Fucking Scherzer.
Just absolutely hammer the under 7 and just, I think it the overhit in the first inning. And
I don't love it either, but the primetime games is, I've grown very fond to sit there just hope for no point.
Exactly.
Thursday night football.
Nice. Because every game stinks.
That's fun.
And I wanted to bet on the Raiders.
That's fun.
Because I want the Raiders to be back.
Yeah. As long as you're having fun, happy thoughts before the bet, who really cares if you win?
I agree with you.
How 100%. Much is Harbaugh's contract with the Raiders going to be?
He ain't going there.
There's no way he goes there. But, I mean, the last time that the Raiders actually fired their coach, they went on a pretty good run, went to the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm head coach Richie sitting on
that. Also,
I'm excited for interim Antonio Pierce. I am fired up about it. I'm bummed that it starts with my New York football.
You got the Raiders this week.
Yeah, and you know Antonio Pierce smashed those boys.
I hate Aiden O'Connell.
Lying.
We have an Aiden O'Connell masterclass on our hands.
I wish they would have made their special teams coordinator head coach, interim head coach.
Oh, that would have been so fun.
The game total 13.5.
We were close to Aiden O'Connell versus DeVito.
That would have been a game.
That would have been an all-timer.
Raiders might have been favored.
Danny Dimes will be back, though.
That would have been a horrible Big Ten game last year.
No.
Illinois versus Purdue? Yeah, probably O'Connell wouldn't have been that good of a game.
Slinging it, dude.
That game was for the Big Ten West last year.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, Purdue.
I think it was a good game.
Yeah, Purdue then went on to get trounced in the
shit kicked by guys that knew their science. Yep.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter. You lose by 55.
Maction tonight.
Tonight.
Two games.
Two.
Let me pull up the odds, make sure we got them all correct. Spread, all markets. We got Ball State at Bowling Green. We got fives and fives and a halves. And we got Kent State at Akron, fours and 3.5 out there. These are four of the worst teams in MEC.
Yep.
What? Oh, yeah.
I got it yesterday. And it was such an even, beautiful thing that I had to take it. It was Bowling Green and Ball State under 40, and it was Kent and Akron under 40. Oh. I will fucking two-piece and under 40 tonight in the Maction.
Okay. I don't know how, and I don't know why, but Ball State's going to win outright tonight.
Okay.
And I'm on them plus the 5.5.
Yep. And I can tell you why, Bruce.
Sure.
It'll tell you why.
So they just switched their quarterback. 2 games ago. Yeah. They have this new running guy. They've only thrown 16 passes each game the last 2 games. They actually won last week. And
big upset.
This team has sucked. They have been really bad. I do not remember. I could look at it right now, but I don't want to start clicking on it.
I looked at it.
That's who they're playing. Bowling Green is coming off
a 41-14 win against Akron.
Boys.
And Ball State's coming off a 24-17 win against your Chippewas.
Yeah. Beat the Chips?
Yeah.
Big upset. Tea Leaves told me they are like 9-0 at the spread.
That is after, some tea leaves.
After a big upset.
Yeah.
And this could just be me.
And they changed their quarterback on a Tuesday.
Yeah. This could be me just the, fuck, here we go again. Maction. Let me blind bet Ball State. Let me find a way to do it. But
I think you're
the running game's balling. Don't throw the fucking ball. Run this thing down their throat. Bowling Green run defense also stinks.
There you have it, folks.
Now in the second game.
Wait, copy?
I'll wait till I got a...
Oh, come on.
Go ahead.
I got a TP.
Kent and Akron are the 2 worst teams.
Akron's building something.
Zips can go.
They're 1-7.
They are.
Zips can go.
They're building.
They're also
Zips kind of wait for the Maction midweek to get
Kent going. And Akron each have 1 win. They are both against FCS schools. Akron beat Morgan State 24-21.
Type
barn burner.
Yeah.
And Kent beat Central Connecticut State 38-10.
I've been to Central Connecticut. That is not a...
Kent State got some dogs here.
Tonight we have 0 SBS wins in this game.
Yeah, this is a bad one.
Yeah, Central Connecticut State, I could have played.
Bruce, you're taking Kent State in the points.
No. I got 2 rules to Maction. I do not fear Toledo, and I do not
back... You should fear Toledo.
And I do not back Kent State. I'm on Akron.
You're on the Zips?
Laying 4.5. I don't know why I'm laying 4.5. Feel like I should be laying 2.5, 1.5.
I don't know why.
I'll lay the 4.5.
Much. I'm doing what you did, Tony. I know it didn't work out, but give me Akron, Bowling Green, Moneyline Parlay. I don't fucking know.
It just doesn't feel like the way in Maction.
No, it doesn't. One of these dogs is going to win outright, but I just don't. I'm not laying 4 with Akron, and I'm not laying 5.5 with Bowling Green. I'm not fucking doing it.
I mean, if this wasn't a Maction...
Boys, jump on the under train with me.
Nah.
We got Maction touchdowns. Maction touchdowns. And I'm taking Akron minus. I got a 3.5. I paid a little bit of juice for it. Kent State has covered in the last 5.
Wait a minute.
Akron's covered too.
Wait a minute.
So, did I just hear that he...
You bought from 4.5 to 3.5?
No, by paying a little juice, I mean, I took it at minus 120. I didn't buy it.
Okay. So that was the line.
If I would have bought it, I would have bought it to 3.
Okay, never do that.
Yeah, I kind of just said that. My bad.
Yeah.
I had
the wrong number.
That was a teaching moment.
You scroll.
It's like buying from 11.5 to 10.5. It's like what?
Or 8.5 to 7.5.
As long as you go past fucking 0 on a teaser, you will turn into flames.
Yeah, God, I want Akron to win by 4 so bad.
Burst into flames.
You do.
It'd be so funny.
They might win by 4.
We got no. I mean.
All right, good luck tonight.
Yeah, man. Good luck out there.
We know what the weather's like.
The Chips on Tuesday.
No precipitation tonight, but it will be cold.
Yeah, it's kind of nicer today, though, where we are. I'm just judging all Mac weather based off of our weather.
It's actually really, it's because we're not too far away. It's normally a pretty good.
Yeah.
It was snowing here a bit last night.
A little bit of flurries, yeah. I was out trick-or-treating and got pretty chilly.
When you're out in the big city, you have no idea what the weather's going to be like in Ohio. No clue.
Which big city are you talking about?
I'm talking about
Indianapolis. I think he was talking about the as a New Yorker.
Oh, okay. As a New Yorker.
Yeah.
There are a fuck ton of NBA games tonight.
Oh, yeah. Like everybody plays.
Hell yeah.
So I'm just going to let you guys kind of just fucking roll through. You know, let's hear your picks. See what we're. Whoever's feeling it, you know, whoever's feeling it the most, you know.
I'll go with the 7:00. I'm on the Pistons money line at home. They are a good bit better than Trailblazers. Should be like a 500, maybe a bit above 500.
Okay.
Building squad this year, and they've been great at home even when they suck. So I like the Pistons at home on the money line.
Mm-hmm.
And then late night, I think the wrong team's favored.
Whoa.
Clippers and the Lakers. I'm on the Clippers plus 6.
Who the Clippers got playing tonight?
I think same as last night.
They're trotting everybody out there.
I don't think they have a choice until they get the reinforcements.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah.
So Norman Powell did play last night, so they had 7 NBA guys, and then obviously they had a bunch of guys that I don't really know. One guy named Kobe Brown, who I think played pretty well. So it seems like they're fine, even short-staffed.
They are. Let me see. Let me scroll down.
Yeah, I mean, they've been really good this year.
I got a question.
It's kind of bullshit.
I got a question.
There's no... James Harden is listed as out.
He's not playing
until Madison Square Monday.
Is PJ Tucker out as well?
Game time decision.
Okay.
PJ's.
See, that's what I was about to say.
But Bones Highland is in.
Like, I understand. Like, I understand James Harden needs a bit to, like, get ready, get antiquated
before he
plays. But PJ Tucker,
yeah,
you could have him play last night.
If I know PJ Tucker, he's going to play.
Like, he doesn't shoot. So, like, what are you?
Post up in the corner.
Yeah, he'll shoot a three, maybe.
Is anybody out for the Lakers tonight, man?
Yeah, actually, the Lakers have... So, the backup point guard...
This
was
6.5.
It was 6.5, not that long
ago. 2.5.
Oh, shit. Did somebody just get...
I'm looking at... Now, I don't even know if he's played this season, but Hachimura is at.
He played the first game. That's it.
Shafina is at. Jared Vanderbilt's at. And everyone else is good.
Gabe Vincent is one person
you
are missing.
He's a game time decision.
This is doubtful to me. He's probably not going to play, dude.
The Clippers just announced that Kawhi and George are playing. That's why the line.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good shift for the Lakers. I don't think that the Lakers are going to cover tonight. They haven't covered all season. But
PJ is playing.
Yeah. See, like that just adds to it. This just screams another Lakers just bad loss or just maybe win by one, like some stupid shit like that. If you're gonna play anything, I do actually like the player prop of Anthony Davis's points. He had 30 plus I think 3 games in a row. He didn't have 25 plus the last time I watched, I'm pretty sure, because I bet it. But I don't know. I just don't think they're going to have anybody to guard him. I don't really like that game at all. What I do really like is I like Denver -2.5 going into Minnesota. I don't like the Minnesota team that well. I think people are very overhyped on Karl Anthony Towns, thinking he's going to have a good year. Joker's going to have his way with them. And then also I really like Dallas, Chicago going into Dallas.
Karl Anthony Towns is no good.
I mean, I just think he's a little overhyped for what people are talking about. Right. But, I mean, especially compared to the Joker, I mean, everybody's kind of a level under him. But I do really love Dallas right now. Chicago, going into Dallas, Chicago's not that good of a team. They just don't really have anybody that can shoot the three or anybody to run fucking fast breaks. And Luka's had the most points since, like, Steph Curry in the first three games. Like, a 2016 Steph Curry in the first three games of the season. So I love that. And then I'm taking a flyer on, speaking of Steph Curry, I'm taking a flyer on the Sacramento Kings to go into Golden State and at least cover the 7.5 here. I just think that the Warriors are a smaller team, and I think they'll just struggle in general. So we're kind of throwing balls out there.
Okay.
Throwing balls. You got anything else, Bruce?
That's all in the NBA. So the Knicks are playing the Cavs again.
Yeah.
Last night was in Cleveland. Now it's in New York. Really bothers me because I want to just blindly bet the Knicks.
I was going to say, I like when it happens.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Why?
They all home and home?
I guess it's cool.
That didn't make sense.
Feels like a mini playoff series.
Yeah, you're right.
You get a day in between rest on playoff series, though.
Well, like, sometimes.
Sometimes you play.
I like OKC at home against the Pelicans.
Okay. You love OKC this year.
Yeah, -158 on the money line. I like that. I like the Nets getting 6.5 at Miami.
Whoa.
I like what I've seen so far from the Nets this season. I don't think they'll win, but they're up for the fight.
Okay.
I got the Nuggets money line with Mitt there. I got a Mavs and Celtics money line parlay. Obviously on the Jazz money line at home against the Grizzlies. And I like the Kings too, getting 7.5 at Golden State. I think it's too much.
Okay.
Ooh, I would also damn near throw, and it's just too early in the season to be throwing -11s, but I kind of want to throw -11 Celtics.
No.
But I'm just leaning that way just because
no.
I might throw in some parlays, money line. But I think that they roll the Pacers.
They did. I mean, they cooked.
Pacers are dogs.
Pacers did look good first couple. They didn't lose to the Bulls at home.
Have you guys got eyes on them yet?
Zingas. I haven't missed a game.
Zingas is tough.
I would have went, but I was at the Jazz.
Tough matchup.
Tough matchup for Obi Toppin.
I'm Jazz fan now.
Oh, now that he's not a Nick?
No, I love Obi.
He does.
Big fan.
I will give Bruce. Bruce says stuck by Obi, so
yeah, I just
kind of like Kadarius.
I just know. I just know the spots where Obi will succeed, and the spots where Obi might struggle, especially defensively. And Kristaps Porzingis presents a big challenge for him.
Did Kadarius make it to Germany? Well, they haven't even gone yet.
They leave Thursday, I believe.
That's a wild
move. Last Kadarius stuff I saw was that he ran the wrong route on a play and that it wasn't Patrick's fault. It's all Kadarius' fault.
Well, I mean.
I saw it on the internet, Tony. What do you mean?
No, I mean. I
saw it on the internet.
If we're. We're just sitting here thinking about it.
We're talking about
Patrick Mahomes and Kadarius Toney, and one's been in the offense for 7 years, and one's been in it for a year.
If I know Kadarius, he's usually pretty dialed into the play.
Oh, so we're thinking it was Mahomes' fault?
Yeah.
Okay. He, yeah.
Yep. Let's drop the puck like Kadarius drops balls, ladies and gentlemen. Nicky Skates.
All right, that was pretty good.
Wasn't bad.
Nick, how are we?
Didn't get cold.
I didn't hear it. How are we? Good, good, good. 2-0 last night, boys.
Woo!
Oh. Boys are skating.
There goes my hero.
That Coover squad's going to
do watch out, Maz. Maybe you should dress as fucking Stapp every day.
Yeah, so Stapp's 2-0.
Yes. Yes. Scott Stapp is 2-0. What did we think? He was going to come in there and give out losers?
No.
No.
What are you, a loser?
No.
But let's start. Speaking of losers, the Sabres play the Flyers.
Oh.
Two good teams in an evenly matched game. Feels like it's time for our friend to come out of hiding.
All rise for the honorable coin! It is an honorable coin. It's the most honorable coin. It's a...
Oh, shit.
Welcome to the Thunderdome coin. It's... Boston Connor's joining the program coin. Oh, Bill is joining the program coin. Thank you all for paying your respect to the coin. It is a new coin. It's a coin that...
Casey's fired up for the coin.
Oh, here comes Talk.
Who is that guy?
Talk, will you step to the mic, please?
Is that Casey from Lumberland?
You watch sports?
Yeah, I watch sports.
You hockey?
Yeah.
You play hockey?
No.
What's up with this guy? He's a Boston guy, right?
I don't know why you told me.
I wanted to learn a little bit about it. People don't know enough about Todd.
Nope.
I'm a big Bruins fan.
There you go.
Name five players.
What? No. Don't
do that.
Don't bro. Listen. Bill doesn't run things in here. Okay.
Nope. Hey, smack him in the fucking.
You guys respect the coin?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Because tonight I like this.
Yeah, this is
good. Take an E, boys. Tonight the coin is picking between the Sabres and the Pants. The Flyers wear pants sometimes. That's why we call them the Pants. We'll see how the coin feels about the Pants in a 110-110 even money line matchup.
Buffalo on the road?
Yes, they are.
Buffalo will be heads. Philadelphia Flyers will be tails. And
pants,
flip.
Pants.
Red Wings stink. Oh. See the ice? Do you see the ice?
So high of a flip.
We need to get this on the TV.
Skimming across the ice.
No possible way.
Heads. Buffalo.
Oh. The coin is spoken.
Sabres.
Buffalo Sabres and Tiger over the Pants. Thank you, boys.
Thank you, coin.
You three can please stay. I have questions for all of you. You three.
Maybe we don't got their game.
Attaboy, Tog.
No Red Wings?
You're not going to watch that one, are you?
No, not a chance.
Is that even on TV?
Probably no not. Maybe ESPN Plus.
What are the primetime games?
Probably Stars in Calgary.
Welcome.
I missed it.
Well, you didn't actually.
Great Pants.
You didn't actually.
First game ever possible.
What was it?
You didn't.
I heard Sabres?
The coin decided to come out for Sabres Flyers. These teams stink.
Well, there's been a lot of options for the coin over the last few
days. Oh, no.
That's folks. What the boys have been saying.
This is a 110-110 game. This is a true coin flip game.
Talk to the handler.
I'm just saying, this coin has been awfully absent.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was 110-110 only.
How are the? I'm going to ask.
I thought it was close.
It's very close. There haven't been that many.
I got questions for all four of you, kind of the state of the union. Let's start with you and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Kind of smells it.
I smells,
yeah.
Smells yeah. like onions. Doesn't smell like onions, doesn't it?
Exactly where Bill.
Yeah. Does it smell like onions?
No one was shirtless yesterday. Yeah.
Because I didn't get that smell until the coin brought everyone in here. So now we're going to have to deduce it to. It might have been apples.
It is all he eats, actually.
It could have been talk. State of the Union on the Pens right now. How are we doing?
We stink.
But statistically, they should have the most goals in the league.
Yeah, well, stats tell us that we have the most woulda, shoulda, coulda been goals in the entire NHL. Big. Which, at some point, hockey gods got to let those start falling.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So,
agreed.
Sneaky hot team to win it all this year, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Value.
Oh. Good value right now, yeah.
Great value.
Like the Bears.
No.
No.
They statistically, the Bears really stink, too.
Not like the Bears.
Sidney Crosby on the team.
Like when Lester.
Who do the Bears have? Nobody.
What's the record?
Cole Kmet.
Sidney Crosby and the boys are what? 2-2-4? 2-5?
We have the most.
3-5.
That should have been a goals yeah. in the entire NHL.
Bad puck luck right now. Have you heard of it?
All time.
We got a little puck rust there.
Listen, don't let this guy give you any shit. Yeah. You saw what happened with the Bees last year.
We're only 8-0-1. Yeah, don't
care. That matters.
This year. Regular season lore.
Twice. Holy fuck. I know you would give your left leg
to be 8-0-1?
For the Pens to be 8-0-1 or even set a record in the regular season.
Hashtag hockey is awesome.
That would be sweet.
Be great if the Pens were 8-0-1 right now. That would be great. Yeah, they're not.
Just watch a little Bees tape. They can't lose right now.
Yeah, but playoffs.
Yeah, that is the
concern. We're not talking about the playoffs. It's October.
Yeah, you guys could literally go undefeated in regular season.
Foxy, nobody please step to the mic.
That's the other thing, though, is at 8-0-1, we can do the whole Pens thing and the playoff thing. You guys know how detrimental it is to watch a terrible team for an entire season.
Oh, yeah.
So I wouldn't throw shots at 8-0-1 and 9-0-1.
I don't watch until the playoffs, so it doesn't affect
me. Exactly, so you don't watch.
Yes. The Knights are 9-0-1.
Yeah, goddamn right there.
Well, I was going to pin you two against each other at the end, but guess that's not how it's going.
Oh, you told me to get out. He said cross-check him out.
Out of the way of the microphone. Foxy, how are the Red Wings doing?
The Red Wings are officially all the way back.
No.
I don't know if you heard, we were down 3-0, third period. They come back, win 4-3. The Red Wings are back. Hockey Town is back. We're in a much better spot than the Pittsburgh Penguins. Respect to these two franchises here. You guys are great. We're a young team flying around, and we got the cat now. That's why we're better.
The Gaffney?
The Brinkett.
The Brinkett is sick.
He is good, yeah.
He's very,
very good. He's very good.
Why do they call him the cat?
Because his last name.
The Brinkett.
Oh, it's not C K E T T.
No,
yeah. No.
C-A-T. There's a C A T at the end of there.
Throw the cat out of the house.
Oh, like, man, is he a goalie?
What did that announcer say?
He scores goals.
Thank you, Foxy.
Is Burnley losing still?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Thank you, Foxy.
Stick taps for the Red Wings.
That team reeks.
8-0-1, 9-0-1.
That's insane.
Who wins? Who wins a cup?
Fisher tells us anything. Probably neither.
Thing is, you know, great franchises. We're looking at the fucking Stanley Cup playoffs right now. We don't care about. I'm not satisfied with being 9-0-1.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Satisfied with being 8-0-1. No, it's nice. You know, yeah.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Could be worse, but
Come on, it's November 1st here.
Exactly.
We're thinking about June and May.
Okay. Are you excited or are you not excited?
I'm excited. Mixed signals. I mean, we got fucking Paul Cotter, the fucking pride.
Paul
of
Coffey.
Patent. Close to Paul Coffey. He plays more like Paul Kariya.
Okay.
Yeah. Anaheim Duck Great.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Called actually a game in D3 called the
with Madonna.
InterVarsity Varsity Showdown. But yeah, Paul Cotter, the pride of Canton, Michigan, you know, has just been absolutely fucking putting the biscuit home. you know, yeah, Stoner. Jackie Aces is Jackie Aces. Mm-hmm. Barbashev's.
I saw a Welcome to Sports Center commercial.
Yeah, where they're putting the cup in the...
Yeah, Stoner wasn't...
Classic.
Stoner wasn't involved. Is there a worry?
Stoner doesn't have time.
He was on the ice, wasn't he?
Either on the ice or on the golf course, probably.
Ice in his back, maybe.
Or he was in a fucking hyperbaric chamber because he's had 11 back surgeries. Fucking does not need to be bending down putting the cup. Did Bruce have something smart to say? Is that what he fucking...
No. Well, your answer, because Nick said probably ice in his back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't hear anything out of my right ear, so, I mean, it's kind of throwing me off, but I don't like the way that this other bitch is. I really don't get that shit-eating grin on his face. He's clean-shaven. Yeah, he's doing the eyebrow thing.
Yeah. Rags are winning it all this year.
Yeah, right.
Rags what? Bruce.
He said Rags are winning it all.
They have played well.
They are good.
I don't know about winning it all, though.
Good squad. Couple good squads in the office.
Yeah, it's possibly excited. It's November.
Okay. Good luck, boys.
Good luck.
Good luck, boys.
Someone in the Bruins organization, trade one of those fucking goalies for somebody. Okay.
Yeah, maybe Pittsburgh.
I don't want to ride Ullmark and Swayman back and forth. They're top five in save percentage again. Let's trade one of those motherfuckers for, I don't know, McDavid.
You got someone.
Leo Draisaitl.
You got another goalie in the bag?
Yeah, Ullmark is fifth in the league and Swayman second in the league and save.
No, but do you have someone that can be a backup?
I don't give a fuck. I want to win 50 games. I want to win 50 games. Okay? I don't want to be the one seed. I want to win 50. I want to get in at like two or three, and then I want to make a run. And I know you need a couple goalies down the stretch. That's the exact opposite thing that the Bruins needed. Ship Ullmark out of town. I love the guy to death like a father.
Oh, you're Swayman.
Yeah, I'm Team Swayman. You know Swayman has 10 shutouts and 91 starts?
I mean, I love
that. That's the most ridiculous.
Jari's got 2 shutouts to start the season. That's not saying much.
No, I mean, how many does he have in his career? What's his ratio? 10 to 91 is pretty fucking good.
Not bad.
Yeah, you guys pay?
I don't think we've paid either of them. I think Swayman's on a
roll. Ullmark's been paid, yeah.
Oh, by the Bruins?
Yeah, you guys paid him as a free agent to come to Boston.
Oh, sick. No, you get more for him. He just won the best goalie award. You can ship him out. Right. Yeah.
The best goalie award.
Yeah. The Patrick Roy award. Tim Thomas Elite Trophy.
Oh, Timmy T.
Yeah. Tim Thomas Trophy.
Holy fuck.
Fucking he oysted that thing.
Tim Thomas.
Let Swayman come in.
Tim Thomas White House Award.
Yes.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
None of your teams play tonight.
Number nine.
Thank you.
I think that fell out of Talk's neck when he walked in here.
All right, so coins on the Sabres. Stars and Fire at the Flames.
Yeah.
Texas hockey money line.
Too short.
Otter going?
Yep.
Yeah, Otter's going.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, Otter's going.
Blues at the Lions.
Give me the Lions 60-minute money line here.
Okay.
Who's this kid in net?
Who is it?
I can't see. Zero,
screen.
Zero,
you got
zero.
A privacy protector on your screen. What's that about? What are you looking at?
He's 0-0-0. I saw it earlier. Never seen him before.
I trust them. They could play with a fucking skater in net with no goalie pads. I think that's the one.
Prozvatov?
That sounds right.
Number 50.
Good number. Good number for a goalie.
That is a good number.
He's got five saves against the Penguins.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Exactly.
And we ran out Coyotes and Ducks.
I was leaning Arizona here, but I'm going to lay off. Gibby's not going to go. Anaheim's got their backup in, but he's fucking
4-1.
Yeah.
Dostal?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm going to lay off this one.
Okay.
Dostal.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck tonight.
Good luck tonight.
Good luck.
Any footy?
Tonight?
Or tomorrow? Or?
MLS playoffs.
Yeah, I like Atlanta. I like Atlanta double chance tonight in the MLS playoffs, Tony. Yeah. Okay. They are going up against Columbus, which is it's a tough match.
Barn,
but,
tough barn.
Give them double chance at plus money. I think Atlanta can get out of there with a tie.
Okay. Do they tie in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's a best of 3, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, interesting setup.
Good to know.
That is weird.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know.
Very weird.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if it's best. I don't know. Or if it's two best of 2 legs.
Are they in a group stage?
Let me see.
Hold on. It the group stage, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I just saw these teams have already played. Yeah, best of 3
is okay,
the first round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
It is interesting, for sure.
Otter, would you like to send us out of here?
Yes, I would, Tony. And this is just a good old faithful one that I found on coachesquotes.com.
Nice.
Nobody who ever gave his best ever regretted it. That I should have read that one before I just said it. No one who ever gave his best regretted it. There. By George Alice.
Yes.
You respect George Halas?
He's a little before my time, so I'm not completely familiar with his work, but I studied up a little bit.
Okay, good to know. I respect that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be a good day.
I really hope so.
There's a few college football games. We got an NFL game.
Bit of a banger tomorrow night.
For what?
Football.
That's how you're looking at that one?
I think Titans Steelers is like a nice matchup. Like, I'm on board to watch Titans Steelers tomorrow night.
Me too. Cam Hayward.
Like, I'm kind of gassed up.
Cam Hayward back is big.
I want to see if big Bill Levis on a short week and go into Pittsburgh and sling it around again.
What's our total looking like there? 40?
No.
41?
Probably 50.
37.
37?
Jesus. Yeah, Christ. That doesn't surprise me.
I'm not okay. I'm out on the prime time number on that one.
I think you might be safe. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Ah.